This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. According to the Towers Watson survey, over the past 10 years, 63% of nonprofits experienced a director's and officer's liability claim. For the first time since the U.S. adopted an income tax in 1913, a higher rate would be applied to employee wages and salaries than to income earned by proprietors, partnerships, and closely held corporations under the tax bill now in House Senate conference. Such a change would create a big incentive for taxpayers to reclassify their earnings, leading the New York Times to argue that we should expect the best paid dentists, for example, and doctors to turn into corporations so that they can take advantage of the new 20% corporate tax rate instead of having to pay a tax at the top marginal rate of nearly 40% on some of their income. About a third of Europeans are now in some form of atypical employment, ranging from Uber drivers to pilots, and there are concerns that basic labor protections, including Social Security benefits and sick leave, are being eroded. Center for Biological Diversity has filed a 60-day notice on the EPA of an intent to sue for not complying with the Endangered Species Act, allowing Gulf gas rigs to flush waste liquids into the Gulf of Mexico. California's most recent drought from 2012 to this year killed more than 100 million trees. Saudi Arabia has announced that it will allow commercial movie theaters to operate in the country for the first time in 35 years. There's a crackdown in Beijing, China, to push out migrant workers. That's a problem because city software and IT sector employs about 346,000 migrants. 30% of the migrants in Beijing are college graduates. One result of NAFTA in Mexico has been a transformation of the country's diet that has moved obesity from 7% of the population in 1980 to 20.3% in 2016 as the country's eating habits mirror those of the U.S. A federal judge has ruled that the military should accept transgender recruits and will do so after January 1st. Trump administration is considering an appeal. The latest to fall from grace and employment in the Me Too moment are famous chef Batali and New Yorker magazine political reporter Ryan Liuzzo. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.